right?
I want you to release this word. Say, Father.
Father.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That I have eyes that see.
That I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And I have a heart to perceive.
And I have a heart to perceive.
What you're talking to is to me.
Is to me.
There's a message here.
There's a message here.
For me.
For me.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I told you that I would share the dream that the Lord gave me a couple of days ago. And in the dream, I'm going to go back over my notes because you know what happens when you have a dream?
Absolutely.
All right. If it's not written, it's going to be stolen.
Mm-hmm.
I've had several dreams this week, but the one that I'm talking about came on Friday, and I'm having a time with one man to take the gas or propane line to set it up and put it together. I want the ladder put up so it will reach to the top of a building. The time is important. It's getting dark, and I feel pressured. I take my wood chisel, which doesn't make any sense, but that's what I have available. I take my wood chisel to remove a screw to get things done. Now, the screw is very shiny, and I sense it's relatively new. And it's made out of brass. And I ask for the vacuum cleaner to suck out all the dirt. I have a sense that the vacuum cleaner is going to empty out the pipe. The pipe is made out of copper. I help to put this long aluminum ladder up. And I praise the Lord, my helper is there to put the ladder together. And Lord, I said, Lord, I really need understanding. So I keep on seeing the brass screw, and it is new and shiny, and the top is very, very clear. In the side of the building, I remove it with my wood chisel, which is not logical. If I had a decent screwdriver, it would work a lot better. It would not be, but I'm using a wood chisel, and I don't understand why yet. I haven't figured that one out. I need downloads from the Lord. It is done to free up the pipe. I have a sense that the screw is holding some kind of a clamp that you would put on the side of a building. And I also see the ladder is in two sections, and it is being joined together, and it is balanced by a very tall person, and I have a sense that's an angel. And it's designed to reach to the top, so it's an extension ladder that I am seeing. So, why all this good stuff? I said, Lord, a propane gas line is to bring in fire. I have one at my house. I have a gas log in my office downstairs, and I can have the pilot light run, turn the knob, get some heat. But this isn't what God wants. This God of ours is looking to put fire in the midst of us. And so this morning, he said to me, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So come on with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 1, therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret, shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled. It is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age, verse 4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. Try that one on for size. Say, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. And I know quite a few of them.
Amen.
The next part is so that they cannot see the light of the good news of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. I said, whoa! In order to have light in the days of our Lord, you would have had to have fire. So I was pressed to check out inward fire. Inward fire is not like outward fire, correct? So, I want you to go to Psalm 39, verse 3. Inward fire is kindled by meditation. Psalms 39, verse 3 says, "My heart grew hot within me as I meditated. The fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue." So meditation came first, the fire follows, and then you can release the truth out of your mouth. Jeremiah 20, verse 9. Jeremiah 20, verse 9. "But if I say I will not mention him or speak any more of his in his name, his word is like my heart, like a fire. A fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot." So there are times that Jeremiah is totally aware, no matter how much pressure there is, even when it's not comfortable, like my sister got up and gave you a word. I gave you a word at one time. In the middle of a hallway.
Many times.
Many times, okay. But the bottom line is, it wasn't comfortable because there were other ears there with a lot of intentions and wrong intentions. Amen. And I had to make up my mind to obey because Glenn's heart was at stake.
Amen. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Just seeing you today is such a gift. Luke 12:49. Luke 12:49 is probably more special to me because of my Catholic background. And I was part of a choir for many years, 30-ish number of years. And there was a song that we would sing. And it was, "Were not our hearts burning within us, were not our hearts burning with love, were not our hearts burning within me, was not my heart burning with love." I would weep when the Holy Spirit came into my life. Whenever that song would be sung during the service, my insides would come alive. And you know, those are things that are personal that you don't share with most people, because in my Catholic background, even if the choir loft was separated, there was a lot of persecution because I was part of a prayer group and the others did not want to participate. they were stuck in their religious background. And I was learning to walk in obedience. Now watch what that verse says. Luke 24:32. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? Those are the men on the way to Emmaus. You see, when your heart starts to change and the melting is going on, the hardness of your choices and the hardness of your heart starts to melt when there's enough fire to burn it.
Amen.
You can have a candle, hold it sideways, and you're not going to have much heat.
That's right.
Because all of the fire just drops. But if you hold it straight, and the entire top of the candle starts melting, you get a bigger flame. You get a higher light. That's what happens. See, he's baptizing us with fire.
Amen.
He's baptizing us so that we won't stay the way we were. He's blessing us in the midst of a fire that is so bad sometimes that you don't want to keep on living.
Amen.
On a side note, this morning, my wife is reading the paper, and this young woman that works for years now with my great-granddaughter, Christopher's wife, Tracy, passed away at 32 years old. She was a tech that worked in the emergency room with Tracy for quite a while. And less than a year ago, she lost her 7-year-old son in a car accident with the father of the boy, along with others. This accident happened right here in Chicopee on Fuller Road. And my heart went out because she's a beautiful woman. But you see, the minute I read, and my wife was reading some of the material about this young lady, I said, Lord, I know she destroyed herself. She got so discouraged and no lack of thought patterns. I said to my wife, I said, I know. I don't know how she did it, but I have a sense she killed herself. I don't know how, and I don't know which way. But in my inner man, I know what discouragement can do. Okay? I know what hopelessness can do to you.
Amen.
And without the fire of God's love to melt away the brokenness of who you are, or how you've been mistreated, or how you've been destroyed, because we've all gone through destruction. Otherwise, we would have never found Jesus.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
It is in the midst of your trials and difficulties, James 1.
Yes.
In the middle of your hopelessness, he comes in with his fire and he starts a fire inside of you, and there cannot be a kink in the pipe, because if there's a kink in the pipe, it stops the flow.
Exactly.
And that's what that screw was. There's a kink in the pipe. The pipe is now clear, and I guarantee you the fire will flow today.
Amen.
It's already started.
Yes.
Because I think you're feeling different.
I've been feeling different. It's just I tried to live in the real world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can live in the real world, but not be of it.
Exactly. Amen. Like, my saying is, you can beat my bones and my flesh, but you can never crush my spirit.
Amen.
Right.
So again, they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? When he opens up the word of God and it becomes personal, it's no longer something for the neighbor. It is now yours. You can take it to the bank. You can be changed. You can be adjusted. You can start seeing that there's hope at the end of the line.
Hallelujah.
And that hope will keep you going.
Yeah.
But if without, you know, it's like my great-grandson, he's five. He loves Fireman Sam, okay? He watches Fireman Sam every time he comes over. We have to watch Fireman Sam. It's a cartoon, and of course, everything Fireman Sam does, Matthew, of course, copies. So he slept over our house a few weeks back, and when he went home with his mother the following day, I come home, and my office is on the cool side because it's very cold out, so I go to my heater, and I'm going to turn on this little fireplace, and the pilot's out. So I thought, well, that was strange. So obviously, you know, you go redo the whole cycle and you start up the pilot light again. So several days later, we babysat again, the two little ones. And when they went home the next day, I went to turn on the gas. And of course, guess what? Pilot's light's out. So I'm getting angry. Okay. Well, I said to my wife, I don't get it. So she says, I says, it has to be one of the kids. So anyway, by the way, it's Gabriella's birthday today. She's 13.
Happy birthday.
And so Gabby hears it. She says, well, it must be Fireman Sam. Oh, well, whenever there's an open flame, he's taught by the cartoon, you blow it out.
Wow. You're right.
There's a solution, a victory.
Yeah.
So my wife says, well, you better not tell him. I says, no, he's got to learn that there is such a thing as a safe pilot light. And so the next time he came over, we had a nice chit chat about don't blow out the pilot light.
Good job.
And so, you know, he understood, and we've been having a wonderful time. But what if I would have gotten angry?
Right.
See, there's a reason. The Lord said to me, what about when you put out your own pilot light? What blows out your pilot light?
Your agenda.
And you know what I heard? Unbelief. Unbelief will blow out your pilot light.
Amen.
You're going to have to get back on your knees because our fireplace is this high. So I get back on your knees, push all the right buttons, put the automatic igniter, and then put the pilot back on. Unbelief will wipe you out.
Amen.
Jesus could not do any miracles in his hometown because of
unbelief.
He couldn't put the fire back on because the pipes were what? Crimped by a clamp. Is your unbelief button still operating? And you're blowing out the fire light? Maybe you are. If you are, you need to get on your knees and ask God for forgiveness.
Amen.
Because of your unbelief, he can't do the next level. And he wants to do the next level, and you say, oh, it's the devil. Uh-uh. It could be me. It could be you. And when you and I don't have the light of Christ, what have you got?
Darkness.
The darkness, and it will rule, and it will take you for a ride, and you're not going to like it.
That's right. Amen.
Can we go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4? Verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
Amen.
For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake so that by his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, I believe, therefore, I have spoken. With the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us up with Jesus. Amen. Just close your eyes for a moment. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
That's a promise.
That's a promise.
And I want to declare it.
And I want to declare it.
The one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead.
The one that raised Lord Jesus from the dead.
Will also raise me up.
Will also raise me up.
With Jesus.
With Jesus.
And present me.
And present me.
With him.
With him.
In his presence.
In his presence.
That starts today.
That starts today.
Verse 15, and this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Amen.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I heard the words.
I heard the words.
I'm going to receive them.
I'm going to receive them.
And allow your spirit.
And allow your spirit.
To take me higher.
To take me higher.
And higher.
And higher.
Up that ladder of praise.
Up that ladder of praise.
Piece by piece.
Piece by piece.
Put together for God's glory.
Put together for God's glory.
Yes, there are angels on my case.
Yes, there are angels on my case.
And they won't quit.
And they won't quit.
They're not going to run away.
They're not going to run away.
Because they're commissioned of God.
Because they're commissioned of God.
To take me to victory.
To take me to victory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
No matter how long it takes.
No matter how long it takes.
They are going to finish.
They are going to finish.
What God has started.
What God has started.
And by His Spirit.
And by His Spirit.
I will continue.
I will continue.
To have the light and fire.
To have the light and fire.
Inside of me.
Inside of me.
Taking me higher.
Taking me higher.
Than I've ever been before.
Than I've ever been before.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
This is a new day.
This is a new day.
And I will be.
And I will be.
Glorified.
Glorified.
The light.
The light
and the pilot light
and the pilot light
are going to shine brightly.
And
they will touch many.
And they will touch many
as I go forth in this week.
As I go forth in this week.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.
I pray.
I pray.